Hi people, and welcome to another installment of the 2 in 2 segment, where I give my 2 cents on any issue that catches my fancy in about 2 minutes. I remain your host, Esther Opone, aka the Valuada, and today I'm going to be sharing something that has been top of mind. You know, when you have desired something for a while, a job title or something that you feel you are passionate, that you are called to do in quote, but then you get into it and after the initial excitement wears off, you realize, oh, this actually requires a lot of work, and it requires you to stick through the boring parts, to stick through the non-glamorous part of the job title, to stick through the sometimes monotonous parts. And if, say for instance, you love music, being on stage, you know, creating the energy in the room and all of those things, but what a lot of people do not see is the behind the scenes process, that's the word, process, where you sit and, you know, you think and you write your lyrics, you go for rehearsals, you have to go for your vocal training. These are not exactly things that you enjoy doing, but they are a necessary part of the process of, you know, the overall thing that you love doing, that is creating good music. For some people, this can cause them to doubt whether this is really for them or if they actually made the right decision, and realizing that, you know, passion and desire and interest in something does not replace the need for you to, you know, be diligent, to be determined, to be perseverant, to be committed to the process, to doing the things that are necessary for you to deliver, even if they are not glamorous or they are boring or they are not as, you know, fun as you thought it would be. I guess the summary of this whole thing is, you know, embrace the process, embrace the boredom, and embrace, you know, the quiet, the tough parts of doing the things that you love doing, and because we really cannot escape that. So that is it for this week. Let me know what you think. You can send a DM at The Value Cafe on Twitter and on Instagram. You can also send a mail to thevaluecafepod@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining me this week. Do well to share, engage, and I will see you next episode. Bye.